Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to yet another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Of course, you can check me out on Drive for the rest of the week from 4 p.m. Anyway, we begin with the confirmation. Finally, the Raheem Sterling is now a Chelsea player. He left Man City wanting more game time and has been unveiled, not literally, in royal blue. Former City winger Trevor Sinclair thinks Thomas Tuchel's side have signed a superstar.
The chance for Sterling at Manchester City have taken the lead.
He's been world-class since probably leaving Liverpool. I think he's improved. Everyone talks about, oh, he misses chances and this, that and the other. You just look at his record.
Yeah, statistics.
Four Premier Leagues, scored a lot of goals, never injured. It doesn't surprise me that he's passed the medical flying colours. On his way to LA to meet up the Chelsea team. And I'm sure they'll be welcoming him with open arms because they know they're getting absolute quality and they're getting consistent quality.
Sterling proved us a lot of people wrong, but there's some players, I may sound hypocritical, they have to do more than others, you know, to get that respect. And I think sometimes you got to put respect on Raheem Sterling's name because he's done it everywhere he's gone. He really has. How many players do you know that could probably go to Liverpool, be at City, and now go to Chelsea, and they're going to welcome him with open arms? I think a lot of teams would have welcomed Raheem Sterling. And I think, again, he's had to prove a lot of people wrong. All the flack he got from the media, years and years and years. He's a fantastic player, and I think, I have no doubt, he's going to do well at Chelsea.
On now to former Palace owner, Simon Jordan, claiming Jesse Lingard is a talent waster who'll be remembered more for TikTok than football. Which, of course, is nonsense. I only know that because I saw one of his TikToks today. Oh, it did make me laugh. Incidentally, you should check out Simon Jordan's TikTok page. It's very funny. He does this thing where he looks like a dog while he's talking. Check it out.
Where were you, mate? Gone. Wile E. Coyote. Usain Bolt down the road. Can't see his backside for dust.
Lingard wins it back for West Ham. Looks to burst into the penalty area, supported by Fornals. Lingard continues, and that's a brilliant goal from Jesse Lingard.
Lingard and the modern-day football are in a huge opportunity where they can substitute achievement for finances. And they get the luxury of that, because in most walks of life, you have to be really, really good to get really good money. In football, you don't. People that are of a certain mindset can sustain it for a short period of time. And then it's the proper players that have longer-term careers that can do it on a consistent level.
And they're the ones that are remembered.
Jesse Lingard, it will be remembered for me for TikTok videos.
Guess he's on TikTok, baby. What a waster.
Now, get this, gang. YouTuber Jake Paul has claimed he single-handedly saved the sport of boxing. On my show, Andy Goldstein's Drive Time, a real boxing promoter, a proper one, Frank Warren, reacted to the bold statement.
I have a giant chip on my shoulder. I have a giant chip on both shoulders, you know, so I want to prove everyone wrong, and I'm going to just for fun.
I've got to be honest, I like Jake. I think he's a good promoter. He's a good promoter of Jake Paul, and he's done a brilliant job for himself. There's no doubt about that. He's made a lot of money in doing what he's done, but I don't know about saving boxing. He saved himself, I think. What he's done is brilliant. He was going to fight Tommy, and through no fault of his own, Tommy had a problem with his Esther, so that couldn't be resolved in time. And Tommy would have been the first proper boxer that he fought. Had he fought, and then we could have gauged what he was, you know, how good he actually is. The youngsters love it, and I'm saying an old geezer now, but youngsters love it. And I know when we went to that show out in the States when Tommy was on the undercard, the place was rammed. It was all young people, and unlike most shows you go to where they don't come out the bars till the main event, the place sat on. They were on their seats from the start to the finish for an 8-round fight against a guy of 41 years of age. So yeah, maybe it's a new audience. I don't know what it is, but as far as a boxer's concerned, he's an absolute novice.
Now, in the last episode of the podcast, we heard that Samo Farah revealed he was illegally trafficked into Britain under the name of another child as a nine-year-old. His former teammate, Kelly Sutherland, said that hopefully Mo just wanted closure and his story could inspire others.
He had some real great luck when he landed in a school in Hounslow with the PE teacher that he had, who steered him in the right direction. And that's obviously pure fate and luck. You know, his story could be very different. It could be the same as somebody who's trafficked. It could have been extremely different. He may not have even been here today. He was very fortunate, but I just don't understand how he can hold that. It's just an amazing story that you can hold in for so long with having all the adulation that you've had in your life and every interview you've written a book and that still hasn't come out. I'm probably a bit like you, Ali. I'm a bit, not shell-shocked, but just amazed. Yeah. Like, open mouth. Yeah. Probably put some peace in his life and he'll settle down. He's coming to the end of his career, isn't he? So if not near the end, I mean, I think he's doing London Marathon in October. Maybe just needed to put it to bed before his career ended. I'm sure he's not the only athlete or only person in any walk of life who's in this situation, and it might be inspiring to somebody else who's been through the same way or don't know how to deal with it. So you just hope some positive action comes from this for somebody else, really.
And here's the former Aston Villa captain, Gabby Agbonlahor, speaking on The Breakfast Show on TalkSport about his childhood and his relationship with his birth mother.
My mum left when I was two, and my stepmom brought me up from four. But for me, I didn't know no different. You know, I was two, three. You know, at that age, you don't really know. So, yeah, it was a bit strange. You know, when you get to maybe eight, nine, and you start to realise that, you know, your stepmom's not your birth mom. But the only disappointment for me in that whole process was when I made it at Aston Villa. A few years afterwards, she got in touch through the Mirror, the other piece.
The newspaper.
Yeah, with the newspaper. And the only upsetting thing for me in that was that she hadn't tried to contact the two older brothers and my older sister. So there's only one reason why she was getting in contact, because I'd made it as a footballer, maybe something to benefit her. So that was the only upsetting part for me. But, yeah, it's obviously different circumstances for Mo Farah, but...
Do you have a relationship now with her?
No.
Now, a French inquiry into the security farce at the UEFA Champions League final in May has found that the Liverpool fans were unfairly blamed for issues outside the ground before kickoff. The French football expert Julien Laron reacted to the news on TalkSport.
It was pretty obvious for everybody who was there that the blame was never on Liverpool fans. And I explained it that day that the police created all those problems, really, because now we know, and this report from the Senate is not something that they take lightly in France, you know, like every commission politically or, you know, at that kind of level, this is something that they put a lot of work and hours in. Mm-hmm. So for them to come out with these kind of reports, as you said, damaging from the minister, Gerald Darmanin. Remember, on the Saturday, the same night of the final, he was the one blaming already the Liverpool fans and fans without tickets coming from Liverpool, all of that nonsense. And already we knew at that time that for him to come out like this, there was clearly something that he wanted to protect, because he knew how bad his own people were bad. And now I'm glad that at least some people in France have recognized where the mistake came from. Mm-hmm. And now I'm really hoping now that a lot of people not just lose their job, you're right, Paul, but also apologize to Liverpool Football Club to start with, to the Liverpool fans, to Liverpool as a city, the mayor, the MP was there. So I think it's time for apologies now.
Now the Lionesses are already into the knockout stages of the Women's Euros. They play Northern Ireland tomorrow in the final group game. The game really doesn't mean anything. Actually, England are through and Northern Ireland are out. So you could say it's a damp squid. Here's England striker Alicia Russo with Leanne Sanderson looking back at the demolition job of Norway on Monday night.
I think the feeling at halftime was a bit surreal, to be honest. I think we were all looking at each other like, is this really like happening? Because obviously we know Norway are a top side and they have some unbelievable players, and we played really well, and maybe it wasn't one of their best games, but we were ruthless in the final third and at the back as well. We didn't give them a sniff, and credit to everyone on the pitch and involved in the game. It was one that we really enjoyed. But yeah, at halftime, I think we were all like, wow, like this is fun, like, let's get back out there. I don't think we wanted the halftime whistle to come.
Yeah, how did it feel for you coming into the game, obviously, and then scoring? I mean, it must have been the best feeling ever.
Yeah, it was. I loved it. I think any time I put on the England shirt, I love it. And to score in my first major tournament was surreal.
Space far side for Bronze, who gallops into that space and produces a cross into the box. Russo is underneath it. Russo gets there with a header! And Alicia Russo scores for England, and it's seventh heaven.
Yeah, I mean, it was 7-0, but at the same time, like, it was, like, you can forget to celebrate a goal like that.
I would celebrate every single one. When you score for England, don't apologise for celebrating.
I know, yeah. But Lucy said to me, enjoy the noise, enjoy the crowd. Moments like this are special, and, like, you get a couple of seconds before kickoff goes again. But, yeah, it was a great night.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to boxing. No, I don't know why I've said that. There's no word of boxing in the next sentence. I'll prove it. On to the voice of golf, Bob Bubka. See, there was no boxing there. Anyway, Bob, who used to be a boxer, he didn't, claiming Rory McIlroy, he'd be a good boxer, has every chance of winning the Open, but more chance if he was a boxer. The Open, of course, is live on TalkSport 2, which, of course, is the home of boxing.
It's not that it's TalkSport.
That's a good point. Anyway, all that gets underway today.
What, boxing?
No, golf. Right, I don't know what you're talking about now.
No, nor do I.
I think it's just press the button, we'll find out. I think it's golf. No, that was boxing. This is meant to be golf. Play the golf stuff.
Rory's one of the few players that really absorbs the history of the game and appreciates it. And boy, Rory knows in the back of his mind that if he could win this 150th Open Championship on a week that they paid tribute to Jack Nicklaus, it would be the pinnacle point in his brilliant career so far. I think Rory has an excellent chance.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Ambrose. I don't know why he's coming in. Doesn't need the money. His family made the yogurts. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.